beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. Listeners of Hyphenated Grace have been messaging me, when do we get to hear new episodes? I took a break because I wanted to begin a new season with fresh content and reflections about life. So we begin. This is not a regular episode because today I have a dear friend of mine sharing her life with us. I have known her as an amazing person who has transformed herself over the years as a human being, as a woman, and above all, as a parent. Ruchi, I can't wait to listen to you on this podcast, Beyond the Greens and Into the Grace.
Thank you, Swapna. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity because what I'm going to speak about is also very, very personal and intimate. I've also had a relationship where in the last few years, I have shared some glimpses of this journey that I have taken as a parent with you. So when I'm coming out and speaking about this journey in more public ways, there couldn't have been a better context than getting featured on your podcast. So thank you for this. Well, I already revealed the theme. I want to talk about parenthood, parenting, and purely from my lens. I am a parent. I'm a parent to a lovely daughter and not a traditional parent. Or so I thought before things changed. When my daughter was born, and I remember I initially started feeding her, or I would say we started feeding her as a family, a little bit of solid foods. She would resist the food. And as a little baby, when she would resist, I wanted to honor her choice, which would mean that I would feel that, all right, let her not eat. And to the dismay of my family, this reaction was considered very, very, very inappropriate. They would say, children say no to many things. That's not how you're supposed to react. Every child hates food. You have to teach them how to eat. And I think that has never augured well with me as a parent, where I think I have the authority to impose what I think is right for my child on my child. I have a very dear friend who often jokes because she's seen my daughter grow from when she was as young as 5, that even as a 5-year-old, I thought that my daughter's opinions and words actually had the value of some prudent advice integrated in them. She pulls my leg over it. But I should tell you that I have genuinely trusted my daughter's instincts, her opinions, as very, very independent viewpoints that I have always had huge respect for. Well, from that baby who was being force-fed by the rest of the family and protected from food by her mother, my daughter grew, and so did I. She grew, and I thought I grew up too. But actually, I hadn't. And then it came the last 2 years of my life, which have been the biggest ways in which my own ideas of who I am as a parent were reconfigured. I experienced the pain of being a parent. There is this one person who you have always known you have loved so much. However, how that love overflows and then what you do with all that love can be quite overwhelming. It can be very complex to negotiate when they go through something and you feel so helpless because you cannot change it for them. While they go through it very often, they do not want you, the parent, to be a part of it. Or more particularly, express support, take action. I think there is like this little expectation that please express support, take action, but not be curious and not interfere. And I think those are the cardinal principles. From the sound of it, all of it looks doable. Well, that is what liberated and progressive parenting is about. And maybe it is something that I had always aspired for and thought
I was a pro at it. I had practiced it, and I'd practiced it so well. But when the situation arises, you fail, and that too miserably. I was an utter failure. I was helpless. I was also expressing this helplessness. My love for my child was overflowing. I wanted to save her so bad, but I could only stand at the fence and watch. I must confess, I'm still watching from the fence. Sometimes it feels good too, but many a times it is difficult. If I had spoken to you on this podcast a few months ago, I really wouldn't even have the courage to speak about it. I think the last few months have been very different. They have shaped my journey, my thought process as a parent in very different ways. And I have tried to make sense of these conflicting feelings. And I should say that from being an utter failure, I have reached a point of being moderately successful. Some days are still very confounding. I find myself dropping down the rabbit hole of my thoughts, my imaginations. I kind of get very insecure about what would be going wrong. This usually happens when maybe communication with my child has been lesser than usual. Or how do I even define usual? It actually means how much I would like it to be. And then when she tells me, we just exchanged 50 texts, do you still want to get on a call? I think I'm woken up and I kind of get out of my delusional frame of mind and look at the real. Also, many a times now, I have received these profound insights from my daughter when I have found myself to be in this situation. She actually has been the one to explain to me the importance of being in the moment, being present, being more self-aware, and also going with the flow. Not that I did not know all of this, but all of this coming from someone I always thought I am responsible for can be very surreal. I turned 47 and she told me, and in very clear words, that I have not been in a more stable position in life. And of course, she was speaking very externally, very logistically. She said that it was now the time to reap the benefits of all the hard work and struggle that I might have done in the last 4.5 decades of my life. And for that, she said, please stay in the moment. Go with the flow and focus on yourself. She told me that she wasn't doing anything earth-shattering. Only the ups and downs and some mandatory pains of growing up in life is something that she was experiencing. She also went on to say things will be good and bad periodically, but they will never be the same. And she wanted to go with the flow, and she wanted me to practice that too. She said, I want you to be more calm, more present, and less worried about me. I do not know how much of it I have been able to apply, but I have sincerely tried. And I would say that I'm in a far better space. And while I now understand it better that I can only love her and not save her, she's certainly saving me one conversation at a time.
You are so right. A lot of the times, children do save their parents. It's just that we don't open our eyes and see it. How do I thank you for this? Hyphenated Grace has become a special place with your beautiful thoughts. Dr. Ruchi Kher Jaggi is not just a friend of mine, but she is also the director of Symbiosis Institute of Media and Communication in Pune. Thank you, Ruchi, once again.
Thank you, Swapna.